Iduya is Paragimel Mishnah Yud. Shloisha Dvarim Rabbi Gamliel Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. That's why this Mishnah is a notable. Chara Rabbi Gamliel is the enikel of Beis Hillel, of Hillel. But over here is Machmir Kedivrei Beis Shammai. Klar that it's a chumra, and it's klar that it was a chumra that was not accepted lahalocha. But these three things, he was not like Beis Shammai. In time the Sacham Miyamtav Lashabbos, these things are going to be the Seder Moed. In Tomas Hacham Miyamtiv L'Shabbos, there's a discussion about making Hatmono, about doing things on Yomtiv, or rather for Yomtiv, that's on Erev Shabbos, on Yomtiv, that's on Erev Shabbos, and this is what we call, we have a takana called Erev Tavshilin, so you could cook, you could send licht on Yomtiv for Shabbos. The Shabbos, whether you can make Hatmono, there was a Mokum B'Shamai held that the one of the Hachonis that's not permitted on the Erev Tavshilin, is Hatmona. Now, it's not as simple as that, because even Beis Shammai would hold that the Takana would work. Except that Beis Shammai holds the same way we make an Erev Tavshilin, we make with a matzah, something baked, which is matir afio from Erev Shabbos, the Yom Tov to Shabbos, and we take a cooked egg. So also you had to have a pot that was sitting wrapped up, a dova mutman, that was wrapped up me erev Shabbos, and that would be matir Hatmona. You can't be samech on the matzah and the egg to be matzah atmanu. So that's what we're talking about over here. We're talking about somebody who was not miyachid k'derim mutmenes me'erev Shabbos, whether the regular Erev Tavshilin would work for that. Beis Shammai is machmir, Rabbi Gamliel nem that on. Ve'en zoykvin is ha-menorah b'yomtiv. This is the menorah that we're talking about over here is something that has chulios. It has pieces that unscrew and it, not screw mamish, but they attached together, sort of like Lego, and it's a little bit like boin. It's something that comes apart, and some that. But the question is whether there's binyan bekalin, and he holds that you can't zoykvin zamno. You can't put it together on yomtiv because that's boin. The shadow is whether Beis Hillel holds that bechalal there's no binyan bekalin. That's a major machloekis that has ramifications on as simple as opening up soda bottles. If there's no binyan b'kelim at all, according to Beis Hillel, that's chilekes, then that's the halacha. Most of the Rishonim, and this is the way we paskin, hold yesh binyan b'kelim under certain circumstances, and that's why there's so much confusion around different areas of opening up different types of containers, bottles, etc., on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Vein oifin pitin gritzin el wikich. I would go back for a second. The reason why the Mishnah mentions the case b'yomtiv l'gabi binyan, even though Batsim it should be a machlok Sagabi Shabbos, is also because the menorah you're putting together to light on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, you can't light a menorah. So it's not a question. But Batsim, the shal of Yesh Binyan or Ein Binyan, is Binyan Bekalim has to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov. Vein Oifen Pitin Gritzin Elo Rikikin. These were thicker types of loaves of bread. Rikikin, Pitin Gritzin are thicker. Rikikin are thinner, like Yam Pasha's Tzav. And when you make a thicker dough, there's more betirchos, and midrabbonon, Beis Shammai held that it shouldn't be made on Yomtiv. Omer Rav Gamliel, miyameim shal Beis Abba lehoyu oifin pitin gritzin elo rikikin. Rav Gamliel said that he remembers that Beis Abba, which, the way we explained in the previous Mishnah, Rav Gamliel, di Yavne, his father was Reb Shimon, who was from the Asara Ruge Malchus, he remembered by his father that they were makvid on this. Omru loy the Chacham said that's not the halacha. Umanasa levei sovicha, we hear, shoy machmir in alatzma, they were machmir, umikil la yisoli yosef in pitin gritzin. They had a hanhoga, but they didn't give that over. The halacha psuka was to be matter. Mishnah adds one word, v'choyri. V'choyri is a different type of loaf, which is more tircha, it's put on the coals. Even though it has more tircha, it was still more on yomtiv. Mishnah yed alef, afu amash shleisha dvarim lahokul. Same way, we just said three things when Gamliel said lahachmir. Now there's three things that he was makel. This is also Mishnah in the second Beitza, in the second Perek, as was the previous Mishnah. Mechabdin. Mechabdin over here means to sweep. A mitatea is a broom. Mechabdin means to sweep the floor. Bein hamitois. Remember they had earthen floors. And sweeping between the beds where there was where there were cracks, a hole could be smoothed over. A little bit of a charitz in the ground could be smoothed over. Plowing the ground and smoothing out the ground is a toldav boina. Menichin ala mugmar. Mugmar was a type of incense that they used after a meal, they smelled it, and it was like a smoking, but it was considered then eichel nefesh. It's clearly malacha, because in order to get the smoke to come, you have to be mechabed the coals that heat it up. The shayla is, it should be mutter because of eichel nefesh. However, the shayla, because this was something that was done only by the rich, and something which is not for most people, is not considered shovel eichel nefesh, does not have a heter of eichel nefesh on yomtiv. This is the source of the controversy that's been raging for 300 years about smoking on yomtiv. Smoking used to be considered something that many more people did. Now, there's much more of an awareness how dangerous smoking is. Most people don't smoke. Quite possibly, the place can say that halacha changed, and say, mamash and isa deraisa, the smoke was manazah. Last halacha, v'oisim gidi mekulos, b'leile psoch, gidi mekulos, was some type of roasted gidi. And we know that eating roasted food outside of the Korban Pesach, which had to be roasted, it looks like somebody b'zmanazah is eating kochim b'chutz, so there's an issa, we don't eat any roasted food leil Pesach. The Gdi Mekulos, it has a tzur of a Korban Pesach. They roasted it with the Eivorim b'chutz. That's why it's called Mekulos. Agobanim, it's a machloikis over here, Tanoim, whether there's an issa over here, because it's mechsi, kishkitas, kochim b'chutz. So that was the machloikis, whom Gamliel was making.